Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
It's a holiday weekend in the high country and people are everywhere. And soon we are going to even be able to put them in the trees. Important questions answered on this installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, president and CEO of the Chamber, with just the greatest sense of accomplishment, I guess we can say, because we are answering the tough questions on this podcast this week. We often get these questions. They come to us at business after hours. People will call and they ask the community rumor mill type stuff. What's going in on that vacant piece of land over there? I hear so-and-so is selling this business. What's coming in? Well, we've been hearing for the last several weeks now about the tree houses. And people are like, what's going on with the tree houses? I hear they're building tree houses in Blowing Rock. What is the deal with this project? So we decided we're going to go right to the source and bring you a very exciting edition of the podcast this week. So thanks for the download. Thanks for your continued subscriptions. We appreciate the partnership with Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, who brings this program to you on the airwaves each and every week in Boone on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. You can catch the program each Thursday at 10:05 and hear it, an extended cut of it here in this podcast. And we're going to give you plenty of answers this week. A couple things that we want to get into before we talk tree houses, right? We have continued to mark the data that is coming to us each and every week about workforce conditions here in the area and communicating those with Senator Deanna Ballard, Representative Ray Pickett. So thank you very much for continuing to answer those surveys. We're going to keep at this for a couple more weeks while the state is working through their budget process. Hopefully they'll settle on a budget. We haven't had one in a couple of years as a state. But as we get this data in, it's been very telling to see how adjustments have been made to whether or not people are having to close their places of business because of lack of workers. Are they still seeing barriers to employment? Are we starting to see some App State students coming back yet? You know, the July-August window is very popular for lease adjustment. So hopefully as App State continues to move toward full operation for the fall, we'll see some of those workers that traditionally are working in our service industries return back in larger droves. So we'll see how that goes over the next month. But again, we just continue to ask you, answer those survey questions. It only takes you about 2 minutes. You get them in your chamber email or your email from the chamber. If you're a member, you get that sent to you directly. You can check out the results on our blog at boonchamber.com and just kind of see how we're tracking along. You know, we've got 3 weeks of data in now, starting to be able to really kind of tell some patterns out there and communicate those with state leaders, not only our local elected representatives, but some others too, that they can really help get the information out there. Also reminds me to remind you that if you have a job opening that you would like to post on our job center, we have been getting a crazy amount of traffic on there, as you could imagine. So if you head to boonchamber.com, very easy to find, right on the front page of our website, you'll see the tab that is News and Career Center. If you click on the Career Center link, you can see the jobs we've got on there right now. And they are all over the place. Everything from police officer, credit analyst, wastewater treatment operator. I mean, we've got the full gamut here. All right. So what I'm trying to get across is no type of job is out of bounds for our job center. And you don't have to be a member of the chamber to get a posting out there, too. We know that people need folks filling jobs. So we will do that for anybody and everybody here in the Boone area that needs the support, needs the work. We're getting hundreds of views on these job postings as they go up. So know that talent is seeking the opportunity. They may not be settling in on the exact thing that you may need them to do right yet, but they are out there looking. So send us your job description to info@boonchamber.com. We'll post that. If you've got a logo for your business, that's also helpful too. We'll get that information. And if we need anything additional from you, we'll contact you about that. But hopefully you can use that resource, get some folks working as we come into a very busy month. July is, I mean, we're in peak hibernation money-making season right now, right? We see the fourth weekend coming up, variety of festivities going on, and they're being those lists are being updated almost by the minute. So I would suggest checking with the municipalities that you're staying in. If you're a visitor listening to this, you can check High Country Host. They usually do a great job on their website of keeping up with all of the various festivities. Town of Boone is not doing a parade this year, but they are doing a big celebration out at Clawson Burnley Park out on the Greenway. expanded fireworks, a lot more going on, family-friendly activities, bounce houses, all kinds of things, some live music out there on the 4th. Blowing Rock's doing their thing, Banner Elk's doing their thing, Beach Mountain's doing theirs. I mean, you will be able to see fireworks from all directions on the 4th, no matter where you are. So enjoy yourselves. Be safe, be responsible, and have a great week for those of you that are up here for an extended period of time. All right, so maybe next time around you'd like to stay somewhere just a little bit different. So we have a great relationship with 444 Construction, one of our more innovative companies up here. They are push the edge of the envelope on house design, on commercial construction work. Some of their projects, that you run across on a daily basis. Like if you've ever been to Boonshine, that's a 444 job. And they bring creativity and just a unique eye for capturing what is functional and what is wanted in today's housing and commercial real estate building markets, but also with a unique eye on what makes sense here in this area, because they are very good stewards of the High Country area. Kevin and Lily Troy are often leading the charge in all of the things that we need to do to sustain our community and to keep the integrity of what it is that people like to see and like to experience while they're here. So as Village on the Headwaters came about, there was a unique opportunity to blend that creative eye with a needed accommodation. People need short-term housing up here. So the Troyers got access to a piece of land that just spoke to them in the right way. And so they have developed a concept that will soon bring tree houses to Blowing Rock. And no, we're not talking about the ones we built as kids. We're talking about upscale short-term accommodations that not only you can stay in and be right inside the canopy, but also building these in a way that helps even nurture the environment more by adding things back into the ecosystem that may have been either unable to perform at their normal levels of growth or just are being reintroduced into the area. So fascinating conversation as always ahead with Kevin Troyer on this week's edition of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joining you back from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we talked about before the break, we talk about housing a lot on this program, and certainly any opportunity to add to our housing stock is a very good thing. We are talking today about a project that is going to add some niche housing in a very creative way, and one that will certainly drive folks to this area looking for just that one little nuance to their lodging, to their accommodations that now we will be able to provide through Village at the Headwaters. This is a new concept being brought forward by 444 Construction. Kevin and Lily Troyer, always creative. They always bring the best of these projects to us, and they've done it once again. And we're joined this morning by Kevin Troyer to talk to us about the project. So Kevin, first of all, welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for Village on the Headwaters.
Well, certainly. Good morning, David, and thank you for the opportunity to have this discussion. So yes, the history context is we were looking for an opportunity to build a new office space because our current space is limited and we're a growing organization. So we went and spoke with a realtor about finding some space and some certain criteria that we were looking for. And the realtor came back a few days later and said, I've got an opportunity for a property that is a pretty unique opportunity. And he took us to this property, the old New River Inn site, which is, if you're traveling from Boone, traveling south, you go underneath the Blue Ridge Parkway on 321, and it's just there on your left. And this property hadn't been for sale, had not been on the market for an extended period of time. And the realtor had contacted the owner and found out that indeed would be available for the right circumstance, the right buyer, as long as there were a commitment for something community-minded to happen on the property. That was one of the criteria for the sellers considering a sale. And so we started having conversations about that and ended up putting the property under contract in the spring of 2018 and purchased it in the summer of 2018. And the history in that property is there's been lodging there going back to the early 50s. And it's right, the property line is right next to the Blue Ridge Parkway. The federal government are our neighbors. And at one time in the, it was either late 30s, early 40s, that property was logged. So you could, there could be a sign placed on this property that you could see the Blue Ridge Parkway from it. It's that close. You can't do that today simply because of the forestry that's grown up there. But we just found ourselves incredibly fortunate to be able to have this property right next to the parkway with a history of lodging and hospitality already there. And of course, it being one of the first properties you come to as you're traveling from Boone as well, kind of an introduction to Blowing Rock.
And that's one of the things that I think that lends itself so well to 444's involvement in this. You all have been building custom homes in this area for quite some time that have a look and feel to the area. What challenges and opportunities does it present to, again, come with a very custom concept in an area that will be a visible portion of the corridor leading into a community like Blowing Rock? I'm sure that is exciting beyond even your wildest dreams to think about being able to put an imprint on a community like that with a project like this.
Well, it is exciting. It also comes with a lot of responsibility. And it's very important to us to do something on this property that'll make Blowing Rock and the whole High Country area community proud and excited that it's here. Initially, the concept was for the new office space, like I mentioned, which will go in that footprint of where the New River building is at the moment. That building will come down, then our new office will be in that footprint, which is right there next to the middle fork of the headwaters, the middle fork of the New River. And then up behind it, I wasn't aware of what was up there until we started to look at the property and perform our due diligence. There is a 4.5-acre private park up there. It's just pristine. It's beautiful. It just slopes up. It follows the Blue Ridge property line up there for several hundred yards. And as you go up into the property, there's like a pie shape where it gets wider. And there's just some beautiful, pristine forest up in there. So the question is, what's the best utilization of that area? And our initial concept was to provide housing for the working middle class, for school teachers, you know, emergency workers, firefighters, police officers, ASU employees. There's, you know, such a need for that. And it's something that's been on our hearts to try to help play some part in solving that riddle for a long time. So we thought this would be a great opportunity to try to provide some housing for the working middle class up in there. So we started going down that path of due diligence. And as we were going through that process, we were hiring environmental consultants as part of the due diligence. And they came back and said, made us aware of the fact that in the center of the property is a spring that is a federally protected wetland that's about 50 or 60 feet wide by a couple hundred feet long. And it happened to be just right in the middle of the area that we would have needed to do the infrastructure for our plan A, what we intended. And at first it felt like quite a kick in the gut because you go down this path and you have your hopes set. And we had communicated this vision to some people in the community and there was some growing excitement about it. And then you go, wow, this isn't going to work. And we've got to go back and think about what does it mean for plan B. So we put, you know, the whole concept for housing for the working middle class kind of in the back burner. We certainly didn't lose interest in helping solve that riddle at some point. But we started talking about, well, what's the next thing that we think would be a good option for the property. And on two different occasions, within a window of just a few days, on two different occasions, the idea of tree houses came up. And as we started to think about it and digest it, we really started to like the idea because the topography of the property with parts of it towards the back are steep. The pristine forestry that's there, the beautiful land, all of that, the fact that the headwaters of the New River is there. We're also having conversation with the Greenway Trail System. We're planning and granting an easement across the property to the Greenway Trail System, which is a win-win for all parties. It helps the Greenway get off of the highway quicker, and we're very happy to have everything that the Greenway represents go across that property. So we just thought more and more about it, and started to get excited about the concept of what is lodging off the ground in treehouses look like, and could it meet the criteria that we had committed to the sellers, and about it being a property to benefit the community. And it's what we've landed on, and we're really excited about it, and the community is excited about it as well.
Kevin Troyer visiting us with from 444 Construction here this morning on Mind Your Business. We're talking Village on the Headwaters. We're going to talk more about the treehouse concept. What does that mean, and how will those be developed in a way that not only will be a unique housing option, but also very much environmentally friendly at the same time, not only now, but for future generations to enjoy it as well. You are listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Are you interested in getting the COVID-19 vaccine? Do you have questions about the vaccine? The COVID-19 vaccine is available locally, and all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective in preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. When you get a vaccine, you are protecting yourself and our local community from further spread of COVID-19. Show your love and get a COVID-19 vaccine. To learn more, visit apphealthcare.com or call 828-795-1970. You have a spot. Take your shot.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber visiting with Kevin Troyer from 444 Construction. We are talking about new construction, this new project just on the entryway to Blowing Rock. It's called Village on the Headwaters. A treehouse village is in the planning stages right now. So, Kevin, let's pick up where we left off. Explain treehouses to those of us that played in them as kids, but haven't necessarily yet come around to the concept of living in them. This is a thing that is quite popular these days.
That's a great question. And yes, that is the introduction that I think the majority of us have to treehouses. As a kid, we climb a tree or get a ladder and make our way up there, and we have our own little club or fort or experience at some point. And in some ways, that is a context for what we're doing. These tree houses will be a whole other dimension of different than what we did as kids. These tree houses will have fully functioning bathrooms and kitchens and HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and you truly could live in them. As a bit of context, we're planning on them being short-term rentals. So people will come for anywhere from a day to a week, potentially for up to a month, but it'll be short-term rentals where people will come with their families and enjoy them. But it's an experience in the trees. So as we get access to the trees, the tree houses, there will be the forestry will be a part of that, meaning you'll walk by, the trees will be part of the structure, not the entirety of the structure, but they'll certainly be a part of it. And there's this concept or this, it's not really a concept, it's an experience that we've all felt as a kid. You get up off the ground. There's something about being off the surface of the ground and being elevated that gets you in that plane with you. The birds are louder. They seem happier. It seems like you're in that, you're joining in with nature and harmoniously engaging in that song at a different way than it's on the ground. And we're wanting to capture that very thing. We've went and visited lots of tree houses to try to get inspiration. And that very thing of getting off the ground, being above the surface, and being in the trees with the animals is a part of that heightened kind of elevated experience.
You know, one of the things that I think stood out to me in the description of this project, and I believe it was your wife, Lily, that said it, that you were going to let the land speak and kind of be the guide for developing this. And I know part of the project centers also around preserving the forest around it. So this isn't a situation where you just go and clear cut a bunch of trees and stick a property there. And then it's you know, within the forest, but not in the forest. This is a little bit different. Can you explain a little bit about the environmental aspect of this and what you are trying to preserve and protect as you are also going through this very complex building?
Yes, it's one of the things that we're most excited about. We've consulted an arborist, and we're going out and we're implementing a strategy for forestry management. And we're looking at all the different generations of trees that, of course, you have the really full mature ones that are there now. And then we're looking for the next generation that's going to become that big mature tree. And then what are the current ones that are in a state of anywhere from 8 to 20 feet tall today that can then become that? In the vegetation, we have, of course, there's lots of rhododendron, there's mountain laurels, there's a lot of different plant species, ferns, all across the property that we want to also, in moss, that we want to really think through how much light do each of these species want to have, and which trees do we keep, which ones do we thin back to let the ones we've identified as next generation growth. And then we're putting our paths and the tree houses in among the forest as per the strategy for forestry management, for that very reason that you're talking about. It's for conservation, but also so our clients and our guests will be there. They'll come out of the tree houses, and it really is its own park right there that they can enjoy with their children, their pets. And it's not at all that we're cutting trees down and coming landscaping back. It's we're placing these structures within the forest in a way that we think is a natural and an easy placement.
Kevin Troyer joining us from 444 here this morning on Mind Your Business. Kevin, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I'll give you some time here in just a moment to let people know how they can continue to keep up with this project and find out what's next. It's exciting, and it's such in a beautiful area of our community, too. It's got so much possibility to it. You touched earlier about various housing needs, and I know that is where some of the inspiration for this project initially was placed. As we think more about community-wide strategies for that, you know, certainly this satisfies the need for identified short-term housing. You know, consumers want what they want, and this certainly scratches that itch. Where do you see the housing conversation going in this community? And understanding that you probably know it as well as anybody, land is not cheap, and it's really expensive to build right now too. So that has to be inserted into the conversation. But do you see those trends coming down to a point where we can really get serious again about housing for that working middle class that you were talking about a few minutes ago?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a huge, huge riddle to solve. And I know there's been a lot of discussion about that in our community for decades. But I do feel like there is some potential momentum and traction around this subject. I know the High Country Association of Realtors is funding a study that I think is going to be available here in a few months that is going to have some very valuable information for a lot of different stakeholders to look at, whether it's people in the private sector who are looking at potentially developing. And then, of course, I think there's a lot of good information for you know, a lot of public servants to look at and consider, as well as for planning holistically for the community. But I do think that there's a path to solving this riddle. It's complicated. We're going to have to work together, but there is as much interest in holistically and strategically thinking through this by a lot of different players now than any of the time that I've been here 20 years. There's been discussion, but it always in the past seems like the discussion is, well, somebody should do something about this. And it feels to me like the discussion is changing from somebody should do something to we need to do something to solve this riddle. And people are very interested to not just sit down at the table and talk, but some of the players that I'm talking to are ready to act and take some risk to be able to solve this riddle.
Well, I certainly appreciate your leadership in this way. I know that you've been talking about this for quite some time, and I agree. I think the momentum is here, and we certainly are excited to see what comes next in that regard as well. Finally, just about a minute left. Let folks know how they can keep up with your project and learn more about the Treehouse community off the parkway that you're working on now.
Yes. Any interested parties are welcome to go to villageontheheadwaters.com. And they can put their name and email address in. We'll send updates as they're available. And of course, they're welcome to call our office and ask questions as well. And we're very excited about the genuine curiosity about these projects has been a lot of fun to be a part of. Many times I go out and one of the first questions people have is, you know, where are you at with the treehouses? It's exciting. And we, in November of 2019, we got approval from the Blowing Rock Planning Commission, which was just a big accomplishment. And then, of course, we went into the spring of 2020 and had a few other things to give our attention to. But now, hopefully, we can give our attention to this and create a beautiful thing that everybody's excited about.
Well, and I think people have been traveling around differently. They want to experience things differently. And this project times up very well with people looking to experience maybe some of the same places from a different perspective. And I know that this will give the opportunity for that. So, Kevin, as always, a pleasure talking with you. Best of luck with this project. And we look forward to catching up with you about this and many other things down the road soon.
Thank you, David.
All right. That's Kevin Troyer from 444 Construction. I am David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are right back here with you again, same time, same place next week, here on AM 1450 WHEA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.